Good evening to everybody. Parshas Kedoshim, of course, is chock full of mitzvot, but the mitzvah I'd like to talk about this evening, of course, is the mitzvah of Yehavta L'Reacha Kamocha. One is commanded to love his fellow like he loves himself. Famously, Rashi quotes, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. Rabbi Akiva understood that this mitzvah, the mitzvah of loving one's fellow as one loves oneself, is so the foundation, fundamental, the backbone of all of Torah is this concept of Yehavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Before engaging in the mitzvah and the practical aspects of the mitzvah of Yehavta L'Reacha Kamocha, first I have to try to understand what is it about the mitzvah, of course, of Yehavta L'Reacha Kamocha that is so crucial that about it, Rabbi Akiva said, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. Shlomo Kosh explains that the mitzvah of Yehavta L'Reacha Kamocha is really the gateway of all mitzvahs between Adam L'Chaver. All interpersonal relationships begin with loving oneself like one loves one fellow. So if one is able to fulfill this mitzvah and keep this mitzvah and live this mitzvah and breathe this mitzvah, ultimately the goal is that this will lead one to fulfill all mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero in the greatest way possible. Ultimately, the mitzvah of Yehavta L'Reacha Kamocha, if it leads to fulfillment of all mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero, ultimately should lead one as well to fulfill all mitzvahs ben adam l'makom as well. If one is so meticulous and so particular and so cautious and so careful to fulfill all mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero, so that also will be a wake-up call for one to similarly follow in the same specific exacting path to follow all mitzvahs ben adam l'makom as well. Others point out that the opposite, the antonym really, of Yehavta L'Reacha Kamocha, as what the Mishnah says, sinna, taiva v'kavod motzien es ha'adam in olam, that baseless hatred, lust, and honor are three midos, are three characteristic traits which ultimately remove oneself from the world, which allow a person to get so caught up with oneself that you hate somebody else. So there's a sense of baseless hatred. One is so concerned about oneself that there's such a focus on the taiva, on the lust that one has for a variety of different things, and also self-honor and fulfillment are these aspects that are so antithetical to all aspects of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism, of Torah, that if one is able to be ohev es chavero, to love one's friend, which is the opposite of sinna, which is the opposite of taiva, which is the opposite of kavod, so if those three aspects, those three characteristic traits remove one from the world, so then v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, loving one's fellow as if one loves oneself, ultimately will bring one person into this world, will allow a person to focus on all aspects of Ben Adam Chaver, and ultimately on all the mitzvahs of the Torah as well. The mitzvah of Yehavta L'Reacha Kamocha is a challenge, and it's highly, highly difficult. And what are the ways to fulfill it? How do we fill it? How do we go about doing it is the goal of to try to appreciate this evening. But the Ramban already in his commentary on the Torah raises two very, very basic questions. And the first is one that we hinted to moments ago. How is it possible? How can one love one's friend as much as one loves oneself? It's impossible. The word l'reyecha kamocha, kamocha, the chaf hadimyon, that chaf is telling me that I have to love my fellow, love another individual as much as I love myself. Is that really possible? Is that feasible? How is it possible? I take care of myself. I look after myself. I'm interested to make sure that I'm successful, that I'm able to do everything that I can, spiritually, physically, in the most perfect way. Is it possible that I could do that for my friend as well? Ask the Ramban. It seems to be an impossibility. How can it be, ask the Ramban, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could expect me to love my fellow as much as I love oneself? That is the first question that the Ramban raises. The Ramban further raises the question based on the Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, and there the Gemara quotes Rabbi Akiva himself, the same Rabbi Akiva who is the author of the statement V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah, says the truth is Chayecha Kodmin L'Chayecha Verecha. Your life precedes your friend. This is the statement that Rabbi Akiva makes in Bava Metzia and Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph is in reference to two people who are traveling along in the desert, and one of the individuals has on him a flask of water. The rule is he's able to, permitted and should, responsibly take the water for himself, and he doesn't have to split it with his friend, because chayecha kodmin v'chayecha bercha. One's life precedes one's friend's life. So if Rabbi Akiva is the author of v'hafta l'reacha kamocha, that one should love oneself as much as one loves oneself, well, wouldn't it be appropriate to give that bottle of water to your friend? Asks the Ramban, how could Rabbi Akiva both make the statement of Yehavta L'Reacha Kamocha, to love one's fellow as one loves oneself, and at the same time also say Chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha, that my life precedes another individual's life. Those are the difficulties, the two questions that the Ramban raises on the pasuk, and specifically on the word kamocha, how is it feasible to love one's fellow more than one loves oneself? The Ramban therefore says, haflaga. He says, really, the Torah is almost being facetious, and the Torah is really giving us a certain extent of what it really means. And the Ramban says, it's impossible, it's not feasible to love oneself as much as one loves oneself, and therefore the Ramban says that really the mitzvah is to care for a person, and to look out for a person, and to want and desire for somebody else, that that individual should have everything that that individual needs just as much as I want it. The same way that I look out for myself, the same way I care for myself, the same way I want to be successful in the variety and in the gamut of things that I'm involved with in the day-to-day, in the week-to-week, in the month-to-month, I should also want that for my friends. Whatever goodness I want for myself, whatever success I want for myself, all of the pleasure and all of the goodness that I hope for, that I daven for, that I pray for, that's what I want my friend to have as well. That says the Ramban, that's the mitzvah we have to react to. Not that I could be expected to love my friend as much as I love myself. That's not possible. It's not feasible. Psychologically, emotionally, physically, it's not something that is a requirement. And furthermore, chayecha kodmi l'chayecha vercha, my life precedes my friend's life. Therefore, the Ramban says that the mitzvah is to care for the individual, to want and desire that my fellow is just as successful as I am. That's the position of the Ramban in his explanation of the pasuk. Not only is this the position of the Ramban, but the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch seem to indicate that that indeed is the geder of the mitzvah as well. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah Tasei Reish Vav, the Rambam in Hilchos Beos, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, as well as the Sefer Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Mem Gimel, all posit, like the Ramban, that the mitzvah is for an individual to care and to be so concerned about one's friend and to love one's friend so much that one should hope and pray and wish upon one's friend that the success that I have in my life should also be the success that my fellow has as well. In the words of the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvot, Shitzivanu, we are commanded, Lehok tzasein leskasenu, that we are to love one another, Tashir nehavatzmenu, the same way we love ourselves. And my love and my care and my concern for my brother should be just as much as I love and I care for myself. Says the Rambam, that's true, but mamono, financially, physically, ubegufo, when it comes to all my needs. Also, whatever is in my property that I so desire, also I hope and I pray that that person should also have it. And everything that I want for myself, that is what I want for that individual as well. And as I mentioned, the Rambam also doubles this, and he makes this statement in Hilchoseh. Similarly, the Sefer Chinuch makes this point as well. So to answer the difficulty that the Ramban asks, the Ramban essentially says, yeah, it's true, it's impossible. I can't be expected to love my friend as much as I love myself. And furthermore, Rabbi Kiva himself said that my life precedes my friend's life. And of course, there are halachic applications to that as well. So at the end of the day, the position of the Rambam, the Sefer Chinuch and the Ramban, is I should care, I should look out, I should be concerned for my friend so much that I hope and I pray that he has whatever good that I have, he should also have as well. However, there's another way to answer the question of the Ramban as well. And if you take a look in the Targum, Yonasan ben Uziel, classic running commentary, dictionary on the Chumash, on the Torah, the Yonasan ben Uziel does not say that the requirement is to love one's friend as much as I love myself, because that's impossible. But says the Targum, Yonasan is sirachmi lechavrech, I should love my friend, d'man antsani lach lo savidlech, that anything that I don't want to happen to me, I don't want to happen to somebody else. So this is just the opposite of the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Ramban. The Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Ramban understand that I should desire and want and wish that my friend has everything just as much as I have it. And whatever I have, I want him to have. Whatever he has, I want to have. That we should be positively looking out for our friend to wish and hope that he has whatever he needs as much as I have. The Targum Yonasan says just the opposite. Whatever I don't want to happen to myself, whatever negativity I don't want in my own life, I don't wish and I don't want upon anybody else as well. There is indeed a makor, a source for the opinion of Yonasan of Zeal in a very well-known story in Mitzvah Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. Somebody came, Nachri Echad Shabbal Lefnei Shammai, an individual, a candidate, came in front of Shammai and asked to convert. And he asked Shammai, I'm willing to convert if you teach me Kol HaTorah Kula Kshni Omer Al Regal Achas. Teach me the entire Torah standing on one foot. So of course, what did Shammai do? Shammai shoot him out, kicked him out, says, I'm not interested, I can't tell you the Torah on one foot. However, the same individual left Shammai's home and came in front of Hillel, and he said, Hillel, convert me. Kshani Omer Al Regal Achas, when I'm standing on one foot. And Hillel responded as follows. I'll tell you all the Torah in one line. The Alech Sani Lechavrech Lo Saviv. That which you don't want to happen to you, that which is hateful and baseless and negative for you, Lechavrech Lo Saviv, don't do to your friend. Zohi Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the entire Torah. V'idach Pirushahi. Everything else in the Torah is a translation or is an explanation of that concept. Zil Gemor. Go learn the rest of the Torah. But I gave you the foundation. I gave you the backbone. Whatever is hateful to you, to your friend, you should not do it. Here, you see that exactly what the Targum Yonasan seems to indicate is what the story in the Gemara says. Hillel didn't say, love your fellow, look out for him, love him, run after him, help him, do whatever you should do for him. But Hillel said just the opposite. Hillel said, whatever is hateful, whatever is not pleasant for you, you should not do to your friend. The Marsha and the Chidush HaGadol is commenting on this story. And Mitzvah Shabbos, Taf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph asks this very question. He says, how come Hillel told him in the negative? Why did Hillel say B'lashon Shlila in the negative language? Shouldn't he have said, love your fellow like you love yourself? Why does he say whatever is hateful to you, you shouldn't do to your friend? So the Marsha explains, V'yesh Lomar, D'kra lo ayri ela b'kiai gavna. The Torah, when it teaches us the concept and the mitzvah, v'hafta l'reacha kamocha, is not telling you a positive mitzvah. The Torah is really telling you a negative commandment, and it's piggybacking on the rest of the pasuk, lo siko v'lo sitor, you shouldn't take revenge against your friend, and on that the Torah says, v'hafta l'reacha kamocha. What does that mean? You shouldn't do to your friend what you don't want to happen to you. There, says the Marsha, is the basis of this mitzvah. So the Marsha and the Targum Yonasan seem to take the opposite angle of the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Chinuch. While the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Chinuch understand that the mitzvah, v'haf l'recha kamocha, is a positive mitzvah. I should look out for my friend. I should love my friend. I should want everything for my friend the same way I want it for myself. The Marsha and the Targum Yonasan understand just the opposite. Whatever I don't want to happen to me, I hope and pray and wish that it should not happen to my friend. Share some practical examples of how one could fulfill the mitzvah b'hafta l'recha kamocha based upon these opinions in the Rishonim. According to the first approach, the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Chinuch, my goal in caring for somebody else is looking out for them and hoping and even doubting for them that they could be successful, that they should have what they want. When I'm walking the street and I see somebody, I say, Shalom Aleichem, how are you doing? What's new? And I strike up a conversation with them because that's what I will want somebody to do to me. I care for that person. I look out for that person. I could try to get that person a job. I could look out for that person to be an ear. I could look out for that person and speak to the person. I should hope and pray for that person should be successful in a variety of areas. So any time a human being is caring, is concerned, is looking out for somebody, is cautious for somebody, is looking to do a good for somebody else. And really, every mitzvah, Bein Hatim L'Chaveiro, falls under the category of V'hafta L'Recha Kamocha. Anytime I fulfill a mitzvah of a interpersonal relationship, I've also fulfilled the mitzvah V'hafta L'Recha Kamocha. Indeed, the Rambam says this explicitly in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yudalet Halacha Dalet, that the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, the mitzvah of Levias Oreach, and the mitzvah to Mibesameach Chasim L'Kala, all four of those mitzvahs are all bechlal, the concept of gemilas chasadim, and ultimately under the rubric of v'hafta l'recha kamocha. When one visits the sick, when one comforts a mourner, when one gladdens the heart of a bride and a groom, when one escorts one's guest out of the door, although those are all independent mitzvahs of Bikur Cholim, Nichum Avelim, Leviyah Tehareach, and mitzvah of Mitzameach Chatz Mekala, one is also fulfilling the mitzvah of Ve'af Terech HaTamocha, and even though those mitzvahs may only be rabbinic in origin, says the Rambam that one is fulfilling a mitzvah D'Oraisa every time one does any of those independent mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaver. So any good that one is doing for somebody else, looking out for somebody, and indeed the inverse, because I would want that to happen to me, those are a kiyum of the mitzvah of Ve'af Terech HaTamocha. On the other hand, according to the Targum Yonasan and according to the Maharsha, the concept and the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Ve'af Terech HaTamocha is not bikun va'aseh. It's not running after to do a mitzvah, but it's the opposite. It's b'shev al taseh, that I hope and I pray that I don't do anything to somebody else that I wouldn't happen to me, want to happen to me. The Chafetz Chaim says that when one speaks Lashon Hara about somebody else, not only has one violated the transgression of the Isra of Lashon Hara, but one has also violated the Lav of the Haftarecha Kamocha, because I wouldn't want somebody to speak badly and negatively or to speak slander about me. So if I have done that, not only have I spoken slander, not only have I violated the crime of Lashon Hara, but furthermore, I've also violated the Lav of Ve'af Terech HaKamocha, because I'm doing something to somebody else that I wouldn't want to happen to me. Causing somebody harm, creating havoc in the street, one acting inappropriately to a neighbor, doing danger and doing dangerous things that could fundamentally and can inflict pain upon somebody else. Anything that I wouldn't want to happen to me, I don't want to happen to somebody else. And that's the key of the mitzvah Ve'af Terech HaKamocha. If I spill something on somebody else's lawn, I violated the commandment of Ve'af Terech HaKamocha if I've done that on purpose, because I wouldn't want that to happen to me. If I trip somebody, so of course I've hurt that person and I violated some aspect of injuring somebody, and one will be held accountable for that, but one also violates the law of the Ve'af Terech HaKamocha, because I wouldn't want that to happen to myself. Here are two ways and two examples and two approaches in terms of how to fundamentally and practically fulfill the mitzvah of the Ve'af Terech HaKamocha. One, on the positive end, doing to another what I would want to do to myself, and furthermore, the second half, not doing to another individual what I wouldn't want to happen to me. There may be an exception to this rule, and that's the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says in his commentary, Parashas Kedoshim, in his Sefer Torah's Moshe, and this pasuk, he has, as opposed to the Ramban, who says that there's a stira, a contradiction between Rabbi Akiva. How could he, on the one hand, say, "Ve'haf l'reach kamocha zeklal gadol b'torah," and on the other hand, Rabbi Akiva says, "Hayecha kodmin." Rabbi Akiva says it works perfectly. You don't have to reconcile that those two statements of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is talking about two different things. When Rabbi Akiva says, Chayecha kodmi v'chayecha vercha, that my life precedes somebody else's, that's binyani olam hazeh. That's when it comes to physical interests, that I have to take care of myself before I take care of somebody else. So if I'm walking in the desert and I have the flask of water and my friend doesn't have a flask of water, I'm not required to trade and I'm not required to hand it over to him and I'm not required to split with him, because my life precedes my friend. However, when it comes to spiritual attainment, b'chaye hanitzchi, when it comes to Torah study, there, says the Chassam Sofer, chayav l'lamed l'achem, I have to teach others first. Afilu mevat l'atzma milimudo, even though I am lowering my status in Torah learning. Because there, v'yahav t'l'recha kamocha zeklal gadol b'torah, says the Chassam Sofer. When it comes to Torah knowledge, there it's my responsibility to run after, to teach, and to give, and to give, and to give to another individual in order that that individual becomes greater. And my love for that person should be so tremendous, kamocha, even more than myself, in the regard of spiritual attainment and spiritual pursuits. Chayav l'lamid ilim acherim. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, zeklal gadol b'torah, when it comes to spiritual aspects, when it comes to Torah study, when it comes to helping somebody perform mitzvot, limud Torah, there's a klal gadol lehov chavero kamocha. I should love my friend so much that I want to teach him more than I know. However, when it comes to physical aspects, when it comes to caring for one's own guf, there the halacha is chayecha kod milachaye chavercha. So chiddush of the Chassam Sofer in terms of how to reconcile Rabbi Kiva's two statements when it comes to ve'haf t'l'recha kamocha is a klal gadol b'torah. That's true when it comes to spiritual pursuits and spiritual attainment, to teach somebody else more than I know. When it comes to physical pursuits, Rabbi Kiva is also consistent in saying that my life precedes somebody else, Chayecha Kodmin Fascinating to note that this parsha always falls out during the time of Sfiras Omer. And of course, during the time of Sfiras Omer, we mourn the loss of the students of none other than Rebbe Akiva, his 40,000 Talmidim, who were killed as a result of Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh, that they didn't honor one another. And it's no coincidence, of course, that it's the same Rebbe Akiva whose students died as a result of Lo Nahagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh, of not honoring one another, that it's the same Rebbe Akiva who teaches the Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, that one should love one's fellow as much as one loves oneself. Rebbe Akiva understood and understands that the antidote for Lo Nahagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh, for not honoring one another, as the Mishnah says, Kavod, Kaiva, are what Motzienes Adam Elam, those are characteristic traits that one becomes excluded from this world and taken out of this world. What brings the person into this world and allows the person to be successful is a Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, the loving one's fellow as much as one loves himself. As we stand more than halfway toward Kabbalah Satorah and Shuas, the Pasuk says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Kineged Ahar, and Bnei Yisrael stood, approached, and were close, facing the mountain. Rashi commenting, Ki Ish Echad V'Leiz Echad, that we were all together. Our success in being metabolized the Torah and accepting the Torah and receiving the Torah was the fact that we were a group, that we were connected. V'hafta l'recha kamocha means that Klal Yisrael are so interconnected, are so beloved to one another, and care about each other so much that we are able to be students and we were able to be a family, and it's only then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to give us the Torah. So indeed, Rabbi Akiva teaches us V'hafta l'recha kamocha. Indeed, Rabbi Akiva teaches us Chayecha kodem v'chayecha vercha. And indeed, it's the same Rabbi Akiva who is also teaching us, as the time period that we find ourselves in, that we should also be cautious and careful to be able to rectify and to correct the mistake of his students, Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh, that they're able now, and we are able to learn the lesson in order to approach Kabbalah Satorah in a more unique and a more special way, and to be able to connect to the Torah. The only way that we could fulfill the mitzvot ben Adam l'makom is first and foremost through accepting upon ourselves the mitzvot ben Adam l'chaver.